This is an audio dramatisation from the State Library of Victoria.
Well, what shall we make of this? Shall we laugh or shall we cry?
Dannazione! You were told! 17 years ago, you were forbidden to publish anything that contradicts church doctrine.
My book is a harmless dialogue, a simple conversation of ideas about the nature of universe.
But your character, the one who speaks the view of the church, is named Simplicio. You ridicule the Pope. What did you expect?
I expected them to be reasonable men.
They are men of the church, and men of great power, not men of reason.
Ah, this Holy Inquisition is a farce. It is not about reason or faith, nor the mechanics of the universe. It is about fear. È la brutta figura, eh? Any true dialogue concerning the two chief world systems will not be tolerated by the church.
The Holy Inquisition has prohibited your book and very nearly sentenced you a heretic. I risk a great deal even receiving you in my office.
Indeed, Giovanni, you have been a great friend to me. And I have a great favor to ask.
I warned you that publishing was risky. I did all that I could to protect you. You have barely escaped with your life. What is it you ask of me?
I make a plea. Not to my friend Giovanni Ciampoli, but to the papal secretary. Please, not for me, not for God, not for philosophy, but for the people. God alone knows what will become of the copies of dialogue in print. I assume the church will find them and burn them. Take this copy and bury it deep in the library. Hide it there that it may be found years hence, that this copy at least remains. A printed record of how a man of science saw things in the year of our Lord, 1632. Humanity should remember this about itself.
There are many books in His Holiness's collection. You would be surprised to see some of them, I think. I can promise nothing. I helped you to get this printed, remember. I am certain they will come for me next. I doubt I have many days left in this office. You must go. I believe you are to be placed in the custody of the Florentine ambassador, Nicolini.
This has been an audio dramatization from the State Library of